Good evening, namaste everyone. In continuation with the last two podcasts on relationships, I would like to share with you a few paragraphs of what Joel Goldsmith says. Very beautiful. Unfortunately, I can't recall which book this is from, but I had marked it. And it really echoes what we have discussed earlier in the last two podcasts. So here goes. When we receive a check, we may think that that is a demonstration of supply. The check, however, is not our demonstration at all, but the demonstration of the one who sent it. He is the one who has demonstrated supply, or he could not have given it. No matter how much we receive, we never demonstrate supply, because our demonstration of supply is determined by how much we give, how much unfolds from within our own consciousness, and how much is released from within our own being. The materialistic view is that supply is getting where supply is giving. This is a spiritual law, and its violation accounts for the lack and limitation so many people experience. The same principle will also illustrate the idea of companionship. Many feel that they have no companionship at all, or at least no proper or adequate companionship. That, of course, could not be true. It may be that at the moment they have no companions, but that can easily be righted the moment the nature of companionship is understood. Companionship is not found in a person. Companionship is a quality of your own being. It is not something you can get. It is something you must give. And in giving it, there is a reflex action which results in receiving or tangibly having. Even if one were alone on an uninhabited island, he could begin expressing companionship, perhaps with the birds or the trees, with the sun and the stars, or even with a seashell. You see, this is so beautiful because it belabors the point, it echoes the sentiment that when we give, we are giving to the one self. We are really not giving to another, though it appears that way. But if all there is the self, totality, unicity, then it means that this felt oneness with being, this expression of supply, the expression of companionship, is what is within our consciousness. And as within, so without. Such a beautiful spiritual law, truly. It reminds me of a line I read in an inner chamber course of Tibetan mysticism and breathwork, which I had studied, which said, what you possess is what you give. Thank you.